Mr. Temple.
Thank you, Signore. Now, if you will be so kind as to leave us for a moment.
Of course.
Thank you. Mr. Temple?
Yes.
My name is Rossetti. We spoke over the telephone about an hour ago. Would you sit down, please? It is an honor to make your acquaintance, Signore. By sheer coincidence, I have only just finished reading one of your novels, Crime a la Villa España. It was most engrossing, if a little far-fetched. However, let us get to business. After you telephoned, my men visited the villa in Negara. There was no trace of the man Thompson. We did, however, as you said, find the body of a Mr. Constantine in the cabin.
And Colonel Marquand?
There was, I regret to say, no sign of Colonel Marquand or his colleague, Mr. Armstrong. But please, first, let me hear your side of the story.
A young woman called Joyce Raymond asked me to deliver a pair of spectacles to a friend of hers in Cairo called Richard Sullivan. Shortly after she gave me the spectacles, Miss Raymond was murdered. This morning, coming out here on the plane, a man called Constantine offered me £10,000 for the spectacles. I refused. But when I arrived at Augusta, I received a phone call from a man claiming to be Richard Sullivan. He said he was staying with a Colonel Marquand. When my wife and I turned up at the Villa Negara, this man, who incidentally was called Thompson, was attempting to escape from the villa. He did escape, but was unfortunately shot. I went back to the house with Colonel Marquand, and he tried to pass off his friend Armstrong as Richard Sullivan. When he realized the game was up, he got tough with me, and was about to get really nasty when he received a telephone call from Mr. Constantine. Mr. Constantine said he had the glasses, and would be willing to do a deal with Marquand if he would meet him here tonight at the El Pissarro.
No, but it could not have been Constantine, because...
Because Constantine was already dead, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We've been watching this fellow Marquand for some little time. Frankly, we do not know what he's up to. He took a short lease on the Villa Negara just before Christmas of last year. The other man, Armstrong, what is he like?